Thank you very much, and hello everyone. Let me go through some highlights and we'll leave plenty of time for questions. Starting with the financial performance of the group, please remember that the financial performance in the first 9 months was affected by several non-operating items. Closure of Novigen in the first quarter in the amount of 19 million. Non-cash cost of incentive compensation for 9 months, that's 25 million. And restructuring provision, which we took in the third quarter in the amount of 5.1 million. As you will remember, in April we decided to reduce Gazeta's cover price, and this decision, as indicated at the time, had a significant negative impact on Agora's operating results in second and third quarter. Revenues from copy sales were lower by 50 million in the 9 month period. Overall, revenues of the group were 834 million for the 9 months, down 4.4%. Advertising revenues 544 million, that's up 5.5%. Revenues from copy sales 137 million, down 22.5%. And book collections added 97 million, down 23.7% for the 9 month period. Marketing and promotion expense of the entire group grew to 142 million. Promotional expense of the newspaper segment was 125 million, of which 8 million went for Novigen, since closed. 40 million was spent on book collections, of which 20 million on the production of CDs and DVDs, with the remainder for spent on Gazeta, Internet, and Metro activities. Staff cost, excluding the non-cash incentive compensation, was up 18 million to 191 million, of which nearly 5 million represents staff cost in Novigen, 3.7 million increased full method consolidation of radio stations, and there are also salary increases enforced by market situation. I'd like to point out that in the third quarter itself, staff cost was down 300,000 due to, among others, a decrease in a provision for holidays in the amount of 3.6 million. The group's headcount at the end of third quarter was 3,547 employees. That's a decline of 57 FTEs as compared to the second quarter. This decline reflects mainly earlier group layoffs after the closure of Novigen. Cost of materials was down 10.6%, that's because we had fewer book collections, and D&A was down 20% due to amended depreciation schedules we already discussed during previous quarterly reports. Overall, operating EBITDA, by which I mean EBITDA excluding the non-cash expense for incentive plans, was 102 million. Operating EBITDA margin was 12%. Booked EBIT was 19 million, and operating cash flow was 100 million. Free cash flow, that is after committed capex, another 68 million. Now, turning to advertising markets, that's quite interesting. In the third quarter, spending on advertising was significantly below expectations. The market grew by only 2%. Such weak performance, in our opinion, reflects several factors. First of all, there is a statistical effect of the high base of third quarter of last year, due to a significant spending on political campaigns before elections. But in addition, we are seeing deepening seasonality effect. Summer is becoming a very lazy time for advertising. This year, this effect was augmented by front-loading of advertising budgets at the end of the second quarter because of the World Cup. The big surprise was TV. According to Starlink, advertising spending on television grew only 2% in the third quarter. Dailies declined by 1%, and the most affected were national dailies, which were down 4%. A dynamic growth was posted by free dailies, 37% increase in revenues. This includes our own Metro, which grew 62%, and we'll talk about it some more later. Spending on outdoor grew only 1%, radio was up 3%. Overall, for the 9 months of this year, advertisers spent $4.25 billion on all media so far, $370 million more than last year. 49% of that amount went to television. Spending for dailies was only $13 million higher than last year. If we look forward, the weaker than expected third quarter will not, in our opinion, significantly alter our estimates for the whole year, both for the total market and for the structure. We still expect total market growth somewhere in the vicinity of 10 to 11%. Television will grow at a slightly slower rate than we reported after the second quarter. We think it will be about 13%. Dailies, somewhere up to 4%. Now, moving on to operating results, I want to spend some time on how Gazeta is doing against competition. I think we are pleased to report good market news. Gazeta's position has not been undermined despite increased competition, with excellent readership and circulation results. Let's look at the April through September period, which is relevant. Dziennik entered the market in April. Gazeta sold during that period on average 435,000 copies a day. During the same period, Dziennik's average paid circulation was less than was about half of that, 223,000. The difference deepened in September after the summer was over. In September, Gazeta sold on the average 451,000 copies, and its readership grew to 21.3%, while Dziennik, daily sales of Dziennik declined to 209,000 with 8.8% readership reach. In the entire April through September period, Gazeta's weekly readership reach was 20.3%. That translates into 6.1 million readers. And we are definitely the market leader in readership. Over the same period, Dziennik reached about 2.3 million readers, 7.7% of total. Fact had 19.5% reach, lower than Gazeta, Rzeczpospolita 5.6%, Super Express 8.9%, and Agora's free newspaper Metro 7.4%. I'd like to point out that this is higher than Rzeczpospolita's and sort of on the tail, sitting on the tail of Super Express. Everything has a dark side. This strong position of Gazeta is, among others, not only the effect of the inherent strength of the brand and franchise, but also an effect of certain decisions we made earlier this year. And I'm referring to the decision about reduction of cover price and also of marketing expense. The cover price reduction clearly worked in the market, but decreased revenues from copies sold by 50 million in the January-September period. Weak advertising performance of the dailies market in second and third quarter affected Gazeta's advertising in revenues. For the nine-month period, ad sales were up 2.2% year-on-year. And the important thing to notice, however, is that the share, the nine-month average share of Gazeta in the total spending on newspapers remained unchanged. We are flat. Now, the segment's EBITDA was further depressed by 47 million increase in marketing expense, of which 13 million is attributable to book collections, and the remainder to Gazeta, Metro, etc., and Internet, and non-cash compensation cost of 21 million. In the 9 months of this year, the financials of the segment included, as I mentioned earlier, 19 million operating loss from Nowy Dzień. We are pleased with the market results of Gazeta. We believe that where we are today significantly narrows the number of possible, the range of possible future scenarios. We will continue investing in Gazeta and market its market position, reacting quickly to what goes on in the market. And we, of course, look at it as a franchise and a brand on which we can build other new businesses, chiefly in the Internet. Now, I want to talk, we have another horse in this race, in the newspaper race, that's Metro, which is producing spectacular market results. In the third quarter, free dailies in Poland had 7.9% reach and distributed around 700,000 copies every day. This is data for Metro and its chief competitor, Metropol. Metro, in the third quarter, Metro had 2 million readers. In cities over 500,000, Metro's readership was almost 25%. This compares to 19% of fact, for example. So Metro in large cities has a wider reach than the number one tabloid in Poland. In this reach, spectacular growth in reach is begins to translate into revenues. In the third quarter, total revenues of Metro were up 62%, and Metro now has a 2% share in total advertising spending on newspapers, compared to Super Express with 2.8% share, and you see that the potential here. As I said, we have another horse in this race. We are betting on this horse. We'll continue investing in Metro. I do need to remind you, I know I say this every quarter, that the Metro is still in the red. We expect it to break even in 2008. A few words about our book collections. These are 9 month figures. Total revenues 97 million compared to 127 last year. That, as I had occasion to mention already on previous occasions, is due to the high base of the first half of 2005 when we ran the very successful encyclopedia series. The operating profit for the period was 4 million. It's worth noticing that in the third quarter alone, sales amounted to 17 million and were up 14% year on year. We ran 10 collections and two one-off projects, sold 6.8 million volumes and volumes with DVDs and CDs. We have launched several collections in the third quarter, which had a negative impact on the cost structure in the third quarter. You remember the costs are upfronted there. And we do have other collections in the works for the rest of this year. Outdoor advertising, data for 9 months, total revenues 107 million, up 4.1%, market share 26%, operating EBITDA, that means without the cost of stock incentive plan, was 25 million, margin 23.5%, operating profit 16 million. You can see that AMS continues to be a very strong contributor to the bottom line. We are also betting on this horse. We are investing in network expansion. We completed phase one of construction of scrolling display panels, large format, and street furniture investment in Wrocław. We have also added a very useful tool for advertisers. It's an innovative software to target ad campaigns which we implement. Magazines, revenue for the advertising revenue, for the 9 months was up 6.2%, market share at 6%. In the third quarter, copy sales of our key magazines grew significantly. Our housekeeping magazine grew circulation, paid circulation by 53%, parenting magazine by 16%, Avanti and House Beautiful each by 5%. Also Logo, which we converted from a quarterly to a monthly in March, is showing a very strong potential. Paid circulation exceeded 67,000 copies in the third quarter. Operating EBITDA of the business for the 9 months was almost 7 million, margin nearly 10%. Radio station, local stations that is, total revenue growth in the 9 month period was 15.6%. Operating cost was up 17%. Two factors here. One was extension of our Golden Oldies group by two stations, and we introduced a new brand, Rock CFM, and have invested in the promotion of this brand until now. This investment clearly paid off. In the third quarter, Roxy reached 5.4% of target group, and its revenues grew, the brand's revenues grew 41% year on year. There are also good audience results in our super regional information, news and information station, Talk FM. Its audience rating in Warsaw is 4.1%. and total in the markets in which it broadcast 2.7% for the 9 months. This is now a leading opinion-making news station, radio station in Poland. Revenues seem to follow, growth of 65% year on year, although, again, I will remind you that the station is still in the red. I want to say a few words about our internet activities, and starting with the portal. Gazeta.pl in August reached 35% of Polish internet users, which means 4.5 million of them, and page views grew 17% over last year. Advertising sales in the third quarter excluding classifieds, which are booked in Gazeta, were up 53% over last year. As you know, our primary objective is to expand the scale and reach of our internet business. We continue to launch thematic verticals. In March, we launched the recruitment portal, Praca Gazeta PL, which leverages Gazeta's strong position in the recruitment advertising market. In September, we added a real estate vertical called DomGazeta.pl. The service on the offer side includes primary market offers in Warsaw and seven largest cities. Shortly, we will enrich it with the secondary market offerings. In terms of the number of properties on the site, according to our estimates, we are already the second largest real estate service of this type in the Polish internet. Other accomplishment in this period, we relaunched Gazeta Wyborcza PL service, which is our newspaper service. We also introduced e-edition, an electronic edition of Gazeta Wyborcza, paid either per single copy or in monthly subscriptions of 35 zloty per month, and we revamped the interface on our portal. Where are we in terms of other things? I'd like to say that we are very pleased with Gazeta's market performance and will continue doing what is necessary to make sure that the franchise is not harmed by competition, that it, in fact, it continues improving. Having made the decision early this year to invest in Gazeta, both on the cover price and marketing side, we decided that it was our obligation to look for savings elsewhere and to improve our financial performance. We have implemented a cost-cutting program, which is we committed will deliver 35 million to the bottom line. It will reduce, the 2007 cost base by 35 million, and as announced earlier, this program includes a headcount reduction of up to 250 people. Other than that, we continue to invest in our current businesses, expanding quickly in new media and looking for additional business opportunities in the market. Now, thank you very much, and I'm ready to take questions.